ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Police still looking for the gunman in the shooting of activist Charlie Kirk. The FBI has released photos of the man they think was responsible and videos showing a man running on the roof of a campus building and jumping off after the single gunshot was fired. ABC's Morgan Norwood has more on the aftermath.
Amid outrage over graphic videos online, TikTok now vowing to remove images of Kirk's shooting. While in Arizona, Charlie Kirk's widow returning home with her husband's body, escorted by Vice President J.D. Vance, who described Kirk as a true friend.
The number of people applying for unemployment benefits has jumped to the highest level in nearly 4 years. Consumer prices up nearly 3% from last year at this time. Mortgage rates, however, dropping in anticipation of an interest rate cut next week. France has deployed fighter jets to Poland, the U.K. announcing new sanctions against Russia following the deployment of those drones over Polish airspace earlier this week. This is ABC News. A shooting at the U.S. Naval Academy. ABC's Nicole D'Antonio says it happened as police were responding to what they thought was a threat.
The Naval Academy in Annapolis was placed under lockdown after a threat on social media raised concerns about a possible active shooter. Midshipmen on the campus were sheltering in place when police arrived, and that's when, according to the New York Times, a midshipman mistook an officer for a potential shooter and hit him in the head with a training weapon. They say the officer then opened fire, shooting the midshipman in the arm. Thankfully, both are expected to be okay. And in the end, authorities say there was no active shooter threat.
France is sending fighter jets to Poland, and the UK is ramping up sanctions in a signal to Russia not to escalate tensions in the region. It's Europe's first response to Russia since sending drones into Polish airspace earlier this year. Russia claims it wasn't targeting Poland. For the second time in 2 years, Prince Harry has visited Ukraine. He was in Kyiv supporting wounded service members. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update. Green Bay Nation is flying high as the Packers pull off another win at home after a quick turnaround against the Washington Commanders. The two teams are major contenders for the NFC title. Washington's last win over the Packers at Lambeau was back in 1986. Wisconsin lawmakers are considering their own security in the wake of the assassination of Charlie Kirk. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
Kirk was shot and killed from 200 yards away during a speech in Utah on Wednesday. And months ago, Minnesota State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband were gunned down in their home, while another state rep and his wife were shot. Assembly Minority Leader Democrat Greta Neubauer says security decisions are in the hands of Republicans. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he's open to lawmakers using funding for their offices to increase security at their homes.
The idea that we're somehow going to fortify a single building to make people feel safer when the reality is that most of the violence that has occurred has not been inside a government building, it's been outside or at people's home. One of the things we have talked about is the possibility of people having using their office account for security at their home. You know, if they want to do that, I'm open to that idea.
I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The owner of a downtown Green Bay bar is asking Brown County courts to overturn the city's decision not to renew his liquor license. In a petition filed earlier this month, Stage One bar owner Alexander Graziano alleges the city council's decision was unfair and the non-renewal a product of bias. Graziano, who is self-representing, is seeking a jury trial on the matter. News at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand, anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Feldman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Badgers in Bama. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football. The Wisconsin Badgers play the Crimson Tide for the first time ever in Alabama. Tomorrow morning, they kick off in Tuscaloosa, 11 a.m. Last year, the Badgers lost at home to Bama, 42-10. Wisconsin head coach Luke Fickle.
Well, this is one of those ones that I know guys, you know, had circled for many reasons, right? Obviously, the way things went last year, but also for the idea, like, look, there's nothing more that you want to do as a competitor than be in the, you know, in the biggest games and the biggest competition out there.
NFL, the Packers are now 2-0 after beating the Commanders last night on Thursday Night Football, 27-18, despite missing two of their starting offensive linemen, Matt LaFleur.
I thought what was pretty impressive is missing two starters, although Jordan Morgan I consider a starter as well. It's tough sledding at times.
Baseball, the Brewers and the Cardinals tonight at American Family Field with sports on Mike Clemens.
Green Bay. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some areas of fog early, otherwise partly sunny skies with highs in the upper 70s. For tonight, an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible after midnight. A mild night with a low of 63. On Saturday, partly sunny with highs near 80. It's 48 degrees at our studios.
I get a relaxation, and it's the time to brew.
All the time to brew.
I thank the Lord for the night time.
Oh, Lord,
I thank the Lord for you. I'll talk about plans now, baby. I got plenty, but nothing ever seems to turn out. For the
nighttime,
forget the day, they of up
uptight time,
baby chase it away,
chase it away.
I get a relaxation,
and
it's the time to brew, I thank the Lord for the
nighttime,
I thank the Lord for you.
For the
nighttime, to
forget the day,
they have up a tight
time,
baby chase it away, I get a relaxation,
it's the time to brew,
I thank the Lord for the nighttime,
I thank
the Lord for you. Now,
local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW, 709, 50 degrees, one of the most important songs of the 60s, follows the Foundations. It's next on WGBW.
Why do you fill me a buttercup, baby,
just to let me down? I wait around and then I run to the door. I can't take anymore. It's not you. You let me down again.
Worst of all, you never call, baby, when you say you will.
I'm a toy, but I could be the boy you adore. If you just let me know. Although you are true, I'm attracted to you all the more. Why do I need you so? Baby, baby, try to find a little time and I'll make you happy. I'll be home, I'll be beside the phone waiting for you. Ooh, ooh. Why do you build me a buttercup, baby? Just to let me down.
Somebody who likes these tunes like you do? Tell them. The Timeless Hits, along with great local news, are on 97.9 WGBW.
97.9 FM.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. On the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Somehow closer now. Softly smile, I know she must be kind. In her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. She's by my excitation.
News and Timeless Hits, 97.9 WGBW, 716. I rounded up a few seconds.
50 Degrees. And I call that the most important song of the 60s because that song came out in 1966. It was groundbreaking insofar as the recording, the track was laid down before the vocals. They didn't record it live in the studio. Took Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys months to do that with studio session players. So the band was out on the road doing live performances, and Brian's home in the studio working on the track for that and other songs. And it kind of changed the way artists approached recording their music. And it hasn't changed since. That song came out in 1966, way ahead of its time. Now, the Beatles had done that the year earlier with Ticket to Ride, but it didn't have the impact that Good Vibrations did. So there's your lesson for the day. Not that you asked for it, but I gave it to you anyway. Dan Marcus on 97.9 WGBW.
The power of friendship has spawned a memorable baseball season in Milwaukee. When you choose to work with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, the relationship is more than what feels like having a friend. Pella honors trust and commitment on your behalf, before, during, and after the sale. And with this month's incredible deal, Gina Della from Pella is here to share why you shouldn't wait to order new windows and doors.
Order today and get 0% interest for up to 60 months. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. It's 9/30/2025.
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into Mass Appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top-quality promotional materials, like T-shirts, sweatshirts, and more, to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
97.9 WGBW plays the music other stations gave up on. The Beatles.
I want to hold your hand.
The Temptations. Tommy James.
Crimson and Clover.
The Supremes.
Mama said you can't hurry love. No, you just have to wait.
Everybody from Rock and Roll Hall of Famers to the one-hit wonders. You'll hear it all on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
WGBW.
Eat.
Jackson 5, they said I could call them the J5. That's cool. It's ABC on the station with local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Dan Marcus here. Connie Feldman, yes, that Connie Feldman, has the news coming up very shortly here. The Everly Brothers going to be tributed, if that's a word. Well, you know what it means, so I say it's a word if you know what it means. There's the Everly set. Is a group that plays Everly Brothers songs and is coming to the Ashwaubenon Performing Arts Center October 3rd. You'll have a chance to win tickets from WGBW, but also you can go to just Google Ashwaubenon Performing Arts Center, and the details are all there. Here's the real deal. Here are the Everlys, the band being tributed on WGBW.
Dream when I want you in my arms, when I want you, and all your charms whenever I want you. All I have to do is dream.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update. Green Bay Nation is flying high this morning as the Packers pull off another win at home after a quick turnaround against the Washington Commanders last night. The two teams are major contenders for the NFC title, with last night's game being seen as a preview of this winter's NFC title game. Coach Matt LaFleur told reporters after the game that wide receiver Jaden Reed did break his collarbone in the first quarter while making a 33-yard touchdown catch that was nullified by a penalty. Former Packers wide receiver Sterling Sharp was back at Lambeau to see his name unveiled on the stadium's facade, alongside other Packer greats inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Sharp appeared to be holding back tears as he thanked the fans before anyone else, saying the fans were there when he arrived and the team wasn't very good. And when he left and the team was well on its way to the Super Bowl, the fans were still there. The owner of a downtown Green Bay bar is asking Brown County courts to overturn the city's decision not to renew his liquor license. In a petition filed earlier this month, Stage One bar owner Alexander Graziano alleges that the city council's decision was unfair and the non-renewal product of bias. Graziano, who is self-representing, is seeking a jury trial on the matter. Preliminary enrollment data for the schools in the UW system, now rebranded as the Universities of Wisconsin, is out. It shows that enrollment across public universities has largely held steady. UW-Stevens Point, UW-Whitewater, and UW-Milwaukee led the way in increased enrollments, but enrollment at UW-Green Bay did tick up a bit to about 11,500 this fall. UW-Oshkosh, though, reported a decline of about 500 students. The Fox City's campus closed at the end of the spring semester because of declining enrollment. And you might want to allow yourself just a bit of extra time on the way to work this morning. There is a dense fog advisory issued until 10 a.m. News at the top and the bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm. I'm Connie Feldman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Simple question for you on a Friday. If you had a bill go from $400 a year to $7,000 a year, and it was a service you had to have, would you be upset? I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday, and that's exactly what's happening to some of our Wisconsin livestock marketers, as well as those they depend on to move livestock. It's a proposed change within the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection, and livestock industry wants to respond. Details on the way.
Farmers and ranchers across the country trust Can-Am because of how they build, support, and stand behind their machines. Now they're backing that trust with even more. Get 24 months of coverage when you purchase select Defender and Outlander models through the Can-Am Agricultural and Business Program. That's how confident they are in the durability of their units. That's not all. You also get a rebate up to $3,500. Give your fleet the upgrade it deserves. Visit the Can-Am website to learn more about the program. Offer ends October 31st. Certain conditions apply. See dealer for details.
The increases being proposed by the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection range from 83% to more than 1,600% increase on fees charged of livestock markets, livestock dealers, and livestock truckers. Kurt Larson, president and CEO of the Equity Livestock Sales Association, says the bottom line, it's not fair, and it needs to be shared expense.
You know, to be quite honest, it's not really something that the is producer driven. It's really more consumer driven. And that's where a lot of the neighboring states have said, hey, you know, this needs to be funded by more than just the producer side, that we need to put some shared funding into this thing to make sure it's successful and we can cover all the work that needs to be done, because it's a big bill to put all on the shoulders of the producers.
Kurt Larson, President, CEO of the Equity Livestock Sales Association. There are two additional hearings on this subject coming up next week. They're being held face-to-face and virtual. Larson says it's critically important that all Wisconsin livestock operators and those that serve the industry chime in on these proposed fee increases.
As the weather changes, it can start to impact feed quality. Don't let your cows become the victims of the ration roller coaster. Adding Generator Elite to your herd's ration can introduce beneficial microbials that support gut health and help the herd navigate the highs and lows of feed quality, all while using less than an ounce per day per cow. Learn more about Generator Elite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's
By the way, that story with Kurt Larson from the Equity Livestock Sales Cooperative is one of our top five that you tapped into at MidwestFarmReport.com. Circle back and check out the rest on our playlist. That's a look at food news on a Friday. I'm Pam Yonke.
Green Bay weather. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some areas of fog early, otherwise partly sunny skies with highs in the upper 70s. For tonight, an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible after midnight. A mild night with a low of 63. On Saturday, partly sunny with highs near 80. Current temperature is 46.
Stone is one of many we lost this year. Heavy sigh. I'm Dan Marcus. Another Segway Sunday headed your way. That means lots more music on Sundays on WGBW. News, timeless hits, and that would be 97.9 WGBW. And Dan Marcus, thank you for joining me this morning. It's all good because it's Friday, right? Now, coming up about half an hour from now, a classic commercial. And this one, frankly, kind of unbelievable. Okay? We'll just leave it at, really? You'll hear it. Circa 1960 or so. It's a black and white TV animated cartoon, which is redundant, commercial. But yeah, it's here in about half an hour on WGBW.
Make plans now to see the historic Payne Estate in Oshkosh transformed into a spectacular showcase of illuminated sculptures and environments with the nature of light. Happening August 1st through October 26th, this mystical adventure brings visitors on an immersive journey among numerous lighted vistas and sculptural displays where you can view, touch, explore, and play with the nature of light itself. You can choose either the main or ultimate experience for your tour. Reservations are required, so go to thepayne.org today.
It's time for Eye in the Community on WGBW, sponsored by Inside Eye Care, serving the Fox Valley since 1972 with comprehensive eye care services. Find them on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Their goal is to improve lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Inside Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today. Now, here's what's happening in our area. Don't miss your chance to see Secret Seuss at the Neville Public Museum. This creative exhibit features a collection that consists of original character illustrations created by Dr. Seuss, as well as a collection of his unorthodox taxidermy. There are also bronze sculptures of some of his most famous characters. The exhibit is only around until October 5th. For pricing and more information, including the museum's hours of operation, go to NevillePublicMuseum.org. This has been Your Eye on the Community, brought to you by Insight Eye Care. If it's happening in the Green Bay area, it's on WGBW.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
from the Civic Media Studios, downtown Green Bay, right next to the City Deck on Washington Street. The Stones. Good morning. I'm Dan Marcus. 50 degrees, 751 at the Righteous Brothers station.
There's no tenderness like grief in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, baby, I know it. You lost that love and feeling. Oh, that love and feeling. You lost that love and feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. Oh, oh, oh. Now there's no welcome look in your eyes when I reach for you. Starting to criticize little things I do. It makes me just feel like crying. 'Cause baby, something beautiful found it. You lost that love. I'd get down on my knees for you. If you would only love me like you used to do, yeah. We had a love, a love, a love you don't find every day. Don't let it slip away.
Yeah, that's Donny Osmond singing that. He was about 15 when he sang that. Still had perfect hair. Yeah. Oh, and perfect teeth, too, Connie points out. Absolutely true. I'm Dan Marcus. ABC News coming up. Then Connie Feldman has the local scene from the WGBW Newsroom.
When I said I needed you, you said you would always stay. It wasn't me who changed, but you. And now you've gone away. Don't you see?
Special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump saying a short time ago of the man they think shot and killed Charlie Kirk.
I think with a high degree of certainty, we have him. We're in custody.
President on Fox News. Sources also telling ABC's Pierre Thomas there is a person of interest in custody. Federal investigators and state officials had released photos and a video of the person they thought was responsible for shooting Kirk once in the neck at a college rally on the campus of Utah Valley University this week. President Trump, again on Fox, praising investigators in Utah.
Local police, the governor, everybody did a great job. You know, getting somebody that you start off with absolutely nothing. And we started off with a clip that made him look like an ant that was almost useless. We just saw there was somebody up there. And so much work has been done over the last 2.5 days.
There is a news conference expected.